Pakistan has dispatched extra police and soldiers to protect air bases used by the United States as part of its Afghan military campaign. Militant Islamic groups have staged protests in several Pakistani cities since the air war began, and Defense Department officials say at least two U.S. helicopters have been fired on. Nearly 3 weeks into the air war, most Pakistanis continue to support their leader's decision to back the United States. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
This is the image of Pakistan that's been beamed around the world. Thousands of angry protesters condemning the U.S. military action in Afghanistan and calling for a jihad or holy war. Anti-American rallies like this one in Quetta near the Afghan border are now an almost daily occurrence, but they represent only part of the picture here and a relatively small part at that. An upscale shopping center in Islamabad, Pakistan's sleepy capital. A store called Mr. Books attracts lawyers, teachers, bankers. The daily newspapers are selling faster than usual, but otherwise you'd hardly know that a war was raging a few hundred miles from here. Zahed Hassan, a lawyer, says his life has not changed at all.
Life goes on normal in all the big cities, and that's what the metric. Lahore, Karachi, Islamabad are the places which really are working as normal, functioning as normal.
Hassan is part of the majority here, the estimated 85% of Pakistanis who say they support President Musharraf and, by extension, the United States. He says he understands why the U.S. launched attacks against the Taliban regime and Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, and he seems willing to give the U.S. military the time it needs to finish the job.
It's so difficult to flush out these people who are entrenched in the mountains and the caves, whatsoever, inaccessible areas. And they still pose a big threat to the American forces.
Hassan says he's upset about the Afghan civilians killed in the U.S. bombing campaign, but not upset enough to join the anti-American protests. It would seem that Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf can count on public support, but in Pakistan, nothing is quite as it seems. At Mr. Books, along with the novels of V.S. Naipaul and John Updike, they also do a brisk business selling Osama bin Laden t-shirts. Scratch the surface of Pakistan's silent majority, and you find a strong undercurrent of anger towards the U.S. and its military action in Afghanistan. Naveed Bangesh, newspaper in hand, says America should find a peaceful political solution to the Afghan problem.
America is destroying all country, all Afghanistan. It's killing people, innocent people, children, old people. This is not fair.
One recent survey perfectly captured Pakistan's mixed feelings about the war in Afghanistan. The majority of those surveyed, some 85%, say they support President Musharraf's decision to side with America. Yet the same survey also found that an equal percentage of Pakistanis say they support the Taliban regime. It may seem paradoxical, but Najam Sethi, editor of the Friday Times newspaper based in Lahore, says the survey results make perfect sense.
Most Pakistanis are very moderate and they don't like this sort of extremist Islam. But at the end of the day, they are Muslims, they are in our backyard. So at the end of the day, people may say, yes, the Taliban's version of Islam is not right and, you know, they really ought not to shelter Osama. Nobody will say the Americans should go and bomb them back to the Stone Age. It's a bit schizophrenic, but I think it's perfectly understandable.
President Musharraf is doing all he can to ensure that the silent majority remains silent. He's constantly reminding people of the benefits Pakistan has accrued since choosing to side with America. The U.S. has lifted all sanctions against Pakistan and promised to help reschedule its $38 billion in foreign debt. Of course, Pakistan is also paying a price for supporting the U.S., a political price in terms of alienating the country's Islamic parties, and an economic price in terms of lost investment and an influx of Afghan refugees. Rasul Rais, a professor at Islamabad's Qaidi Asim University, says only when the dust settles will it be clear whether Pakistan made the right choice.
That depends when that dust is settled. Quickly, I think Pakistan will benefit. If it is long and messy and creates instability and troubles and disorder within the country, I think then Pakistan will be paying very heavy price.
President Musharraf is no doubt watching the calendar closely, hoping the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan is over soon, before public opinion here turns against him. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.